Hi, this is Satri Pensak with my best bets in the visual arts for this week. There are two new shows opening at Sebastopol Center for the Arts. In the main gallery is Flower Power, a national juried exhibition featuring work that has flowers as its central subject. I happen to be the juror for this show and had the honor of viewing over 260 artworks and then the task of selecting about 110 pieces to be exhibited. I felt that an interesting exhibition would show balance and diversity in how the theme was expressed. To achieve that, I set out to select a variety of styles, media, and approaches to the theme of flowers. Then, in SCA's Gallery 2 is Evolutionary Processes, work by Elizabeth Scher, and we have the pleasure of hearing directly from Liz about her show. Liz, tell us a little bit about your background as an artist.
Well, I majored in painting and fine art printmaking and did a lot of work in etching and other kinds of printmaking and found I really like multiples and the idea of the print. Somewhere along the way, I got involved in filmmaking and video and realized I was making electronic prints, again, multiples. Mm-hmm. So I like starting with something and then I can make it in many different ways. So printmaking and video offers that kind of editing. Right now, I work in several mediums. I make artist books, videos, mainly documentaries, and some short, quirky, and abstract pieces. Sometimes I get to collaborate with other people, sometimes I make them myself. And then I do a lot of work using the computer mixed with handwork. I think the computer offers amazing opportunities for expressing yourself as an artist in ways that have never been available before. However, there's no texture, and I sometimes like to add marks and paint and texture on top of whatever I print out of the computer.
Great. Where did you teach?
I taught at California College of the Arts for many years and retired my professorship in 2011.
Your show is called Evolutionary Processes. Where did you get the inspiration for that, and how did the work evolve?
Well, I've done three residencies, and the last one was last summer in Gulkistan in Iceland. It's very primal there, so you really get into the whole idea of the evolution of the earth anyway.
Right.
When I go to these residencies, my plan is not to have a plan, to walk into an empty studio without a lot of fancy printers and tools, and just draw and paint, sketch with my video camera, see what happens every day. Get a lot of work done at these residencies without the distractions of daily life, and
nice.
Interacting with other artists is great too. So I have a whole wall of drawings made at the residency, and then the other work in the show is pieces that were made based on those when I came back to my studio in the Bay Area.
That brings us to the next question. Is the work here is a hybrid of techniques and media. Can you talk a little bit about how you put a piece together?
I usually start with something as opposed to a blank, quote unquote, canvas.
Mm-hmm.
I might scan in a drawing or some marks that I made or some paint. I might start with a photograph. I might start with a partially done artwork. And then I manipulate that in the computer, do a bunch of stuff to it in Photoshop and Painter. Then I might add something else to it, scan something else in to add to it. Then I might print it out either on paper or canvas, or now I'm also working infused in aluminum.
Mm.
And then I might add some more marks and paint and texture. Sometimes I scan it back in again, and it's kind of a back and forth. I do a lot of painting in the computer. A lot of people don't understand that. It's really the same process.
Mm.
It's just a different tool.
If you could tell me a little bit about one of your favorite pieces in the show. I know that the work has narrative that goes along with it. Is there one that you really like a lot, has a story that you can tell us about?
Well, I like all my children.
Of course.
A piece that I find is fascinating to me is one that does not have the best story, but it's on the feature wall, and it looks very much like an abstract painting, even a watercolor. And I have worked on it, but it's actually the rocks, brightly colored, made from the natural steam that comes out of the volcanic lava in Iceland, but when you look at it, you can't imagine that those were the colors. Another piece I think is kind of fun, called They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Icelandic horses are very unique. They're prized. They will not let you contaminate the breed. So before the crash of 2008, everyone started raising them, and they would take them to Europe to sell or win prizes, but they could not come back into the country once they left because they will not contaminate the breed. But after the crash, they had too many horses, and so a lot of them are being killed now because their owners cannot afford the feed.
So beautiful but sad story.
Yeah. So I made a piece with the two horses that I saw every day on my way to my studio.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Liz. I hope that everybody comes and enjoys your marvelous show. Both exhibitions open with a reception on Thursday, April 4th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. and continue through May 10th. There will also be an artist talk in the gallery with Elizabeth Scher and Brooke Holvey on Saturday, April 27th from 4:30 to 6 p.m. For more information, check the website sebarts.org. For more in-depth art reviews and commentary, please visit my website, satripensak.com. Thanks for visiting the Sonoma Arts website.